Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
It is the Work Hard, Be Good crew. Gabe and Nina, happy Thursday. And I want to shout out to you that's in your car, ready to work hard today.
And hopefully you're also one of those people that is ready to be good today. Shout out to all of you.
It is time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six.
Let me play a clip first.
Okay.
Let me see here. I thought this was funny.
Okay.
It came out in the news the other day where Jessica Alba was like, when I was on the set of 90210, I wasn't allowed to look at anyone in their eye. And
I saw this.
To me, as someone who's been to tapings and sat on sets with my friends, this is a thing. This is like, just in case you're in your car and you think to yourself, oh my God, what jerks. Why would they not want people to make eye contact with them? This is a thing that happens everywhere, at Ellen and Steve Harvey, at all these places. And so this didn't shock me at all. But then what I thought was really cool was that, like, Jason Priestley and Ian Ziering, they were being interviewed and they got asked about this. And their response was like classic PR.
There is a very slight possibility that someone, and I mean, apparently somebody did, because they thought that maybe that was the thing to do. I don't know what Jessica Alba's experience was. I always went out of my way back then, and I still do to this day. I make sure that the guest stars feel like they're a part of the show.
Oh, so Jason Priestley.
Yeah, right.
Now you get I get excited. I'm sorry, 90210. I love them.
So what both of them are saying is that, yeah, maybe a production assistant
told
the people not to look at us, but we would never say anything like that. And the reality is this. Yes, I get it. If you're Jason Priestley in 90210, the biggest show at the time, or whatever the show is for that matter, everyone's going to be staring at you. And that is uncomfortable when people are just staring at you, because then you don't know how to respond. So the natural thing to say is, hey, man, can you just not have people staring at me, because it makes me feel weird when I'm going to go get food or when I'm going to go get any of that kind of stuff. So,
such a bizarre thing, though. How would you even respond if somebody came up to you, Gabe, I'm glad you're here, just please don't look at anybody in the
Nina,
eyes.
It's happened before.
What do you do? I feel like I would start looking them at the eyes because you just told me not to, and I'd get nervous.
Yeah, I think the thing is, in that moment, you have to respect their celebrity.
Of course.
And you don't want to ever, like, we deal with this all the time. Where we can't, Nina and I can't be the fangirl in any situation. We want to be, but you have to act accordingly.
Right.
So when you get in those situations, it's like, hey, no pictures with celebrities, don't talk to them, and don't look at them in the eye. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't want to look in your eye either, because now this is going to be uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Number five.
Why are you staring at me in my eye, though?
Okay, well, Lily Collins, speaking of celebrity, is a star of this show on Netflix called Emily in Paris. I've actually been talking to Gabe about it almost every day this week. I binged it. I ate it like a snack over the weekend, and I loved it. So if you've seen it, then you know what I'm talking about. So the concept, and I will not spoil anything for you, there's a problem now with Emily in Paris and Lou Malnati's. So Emily is actually in the show from Chicago, and then she goes to Paris to work at a marketing firm. So there's a scene in the show where she's talking to somebody from Paris who starts, or somebody, some character that starts talking about deep dish pizza as a quiche made out of cement. Then her response in the show is, oh no, you must have gone to Lou Malnati's. So now Lou Malnati's is really upset that Netflix is making them look bad, and they think it's all in bad taste because of COVID and the restaurant industry being hit so hard. And so now they're creating this big conflict with Netflix, which I understand. I didn't really take it that way. Like, I just thought it was funny because I've had Lou Malnati's and I know it's good. So I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's going on right now. They're upset and they're talking to Netflix, and we'll see if they work something out.
Listen, I mean, it's a very Chicago thing to do. Lou Malnati's, congratulations to you. You see an opportunity to have national fame.
True.
Added to whatever it is, the lore that you have. And you took it. I mean, that was a smart move. The smart PR move is to start a war with this TV show and Netflix so that that way Nina can be talking about it at 6:05. And now we're all talking about Lou Malnati's.
Right. And there's people all over the country talking about Lou Malnati's. Super and now Chicago. I want to eat it.
Super Chicago of you. Very smart.
Number four.
Great show, by the way.
So number four, let me see. Do I want to go nice or do I want to go, let's go silly.
Okay.
I'll save the niceness for later. So, Nina, there's no audio to this. This is just a revelation that I read today. 13% of women cry when trying on clothes?
I've done that.
You've cried totally when you tried on clothes?
Yes.
This doesn't surprise me, actually.
I know, but I also cry over everything, so I don't know if I'm a really good measure.
Why did you cry over the clothes?
Because the jeans didn't fit.
But that's just because you grabbed the wrong size.
No, because the size was the right size.
No,
it just
because
didn't fit
other
me.
We know this, that just like shoes and clothes and everything, certain things run small, certain things run big.
I know, but it made me sad. And there are certain dressing rooms that are a lot more mean than other ones. Bathing suit shopping really used to hurt my feelings. Certain dresses used to hurt my feelings, and I'd give up. So I get it.
I'm just trying to imagine a man going into the, you know, dressing room, taking his shirt, putting it on, and then being like,
But wouldn't you feel sad that if you've been working really hard and you know you had and you were really excited because you were now going to fit into these sixes that you should have been fitting into and you get there and they're not even close to your size and then you're like, what have I been working for?
I'd be like, oh, damn, those beers that I drank.
Number three.
I wouldn't cry though. But that's interesting. That's an interesting statistic. But just the funny thing is that 13% is very low. Like you wouldn't bet on 13%.
Right.
Possibility, and here Nina is a part of it. That's but the funny part about it.
If there's ever a study about crying, there's a good chance I fit into that category. Like, I'll be honest. I'd cry about this too. Horror movies make me cry. Commercials make me cry. But you could get paid $1,000 to watch a 24-hour horror movie marathon. Now, I did pull this out, Gabe, because I wanted to ask you, because I know you don't like horror movies. That's not your jam.
Not my jam.
But if you got paid to do it, would you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like horror movies, but I'm not scared of them. Like, I can't watch them. It's just like, I don't, that's not my jam. Mm. So yeah, $1,000, pay me $1,000, I'll do that.
Right.
I mean, Twizzlers, red whatever fingers, I don't care, whatever you want me to eat. I'll eat all that stuff.
It comes with it, actually. It's a pretty cool thing. So cabletv.com is going to pay you $1,000 to do all of this. I think they did this last year too, if I recall correctly. But this is always my favorite, like, little fun fact about watching horror movies that I like to tell people. When you get scared, you actually burn calories watching horror movies because something goes on inside your body that goes, ah!
I always say, when you're going to get scared, just remember that someone yelled action right before that scene. That's what I do.
You would. Yeah. You would be the person that goes, guys.
Because I'd be like, guys, there's literally lights above them right now as this person. That's makeup. And I start doing that stuff, so it psychs me out and puts me back into reality.
Number two.
That's such a Gabe thing to do.
Number two is that, yeah, another Gabe thing to do was that yesterday was Wine Wednesday at my house.
Oh, yeah.
I got to admit, you know, initially I didn't really think much of these theme days, but if you're intentional about creating memories, whether that be with your family or just your significant other, especially during the pandemic, it's taken on a life of its own, and I really enjoy it. And it's something where Nicole said she has something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. A lot of people don't in today's day and age. So yesterday was Wine Wednesday. She joined the wine club at NPR. And I told her, I said, babe, you are the youngest person that is a member of the NPR Wine Club. I just want to put that out there.
I didn't know they had one.
27 years old, my girl is. And I'm like, babe, I'm trying to think. No one would go to NPR Wine Club to try to holler at girls.
Mm-mm.
But if you knew that a girl like Nicole was there, you'd be like, I need to find the 27-year-old in there. Anyway, the point is, we got 15 bottles for $100.
That's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
So the cool thing was our thing is we're going to take a bottle, read it, and we're getting really good at flavor profiles.
Oh, nice.
Like, we've been doing this every Wednesday. So now we, like, say what we feel like we think we're drinking, and then we look at the card.
Because
it comes
with
a card.
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
The card has the history. It has everything about it. And then it tells you what notes are in there, whatever. Anyway, so we did this yesterday. And then I go to Nicole. I go, man, babe, 15 bottles for $100. I bet you these are cheap bottles of wine. You know what I'm saying? Because they would just throw them all in there. So I go to look up the first one we drank yesterday. It was a 20 $20 bottle of wine.
Okay, so it's not cheap wine.
I mean, I would never buy $20 bottle of wine.
It just gives you a deal because you get them so
exactly.
In bulk. What kind did you end up drinking last night?
Last night was just a red blend.
Okay.
Red blend from Italy by one of their top winemakers who specifically picked out this red for NPR because it's an NPR red.
That's so cool. Yeah. I didn't even know they did that. Sorry, I'm nerding out. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a wine nerd, so I'm super in.
So, yeah, if you're looking for something interesting to do, go be like Nicole's 27-year-old self and be old and get yourself on NPR.
Number one.
And by the way, if you're an NPR listener and you happen to be listening to this right now, thank you.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I know we're just not. NPR and B96 is just not.
But now you just connected because there's something
appreciate
in your
you
comment.
Guys.
That's really cool. I'm going to do number one as a little creep that I am. So, which actor would you say appears shirtless the most in their movies, if you had to take a guess?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. It's not. Funny enough, it's Zac Efron. I was looking at these statistics, and I was so surprised. Zac Efron has his shirt off in 50% of the movies. I thought, like, Jason Momoa would have the most.
Oh, you meant surprised in comparison to somebody else.
Yeah, and yeah.
But I think Zac Efron's been in way more movies than Jason Momoa.
Oh, maybe that's why. Because Jason Momoa was a second. He came in at 38.5% of his movies. His shirts are off. So that makes sense to me. See, leave the numbering to Gabe, especially when it comes to...
Leave the shirt off men stuff to Nina.
Yeah. Fun fact, take that with you today.
I like that. All right, guys. It is Thursday. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Don't forget TBT. Our game is at 6:20. And then our other game, Wake Up Boars, 6:50. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning, B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time for TBT Throwback Trivia on a Thursday, too.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's perfect.
You're going to get a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show, and if you know the answer to this question, you got to call us up right now.
Okay, 877-591-9696. Start dialing if you know it.
All right, here is your first question. In 2011, damn, 9 years ago. I can't believe the song came out 9 years ago. Wiz Khalifa burst on the scene with this super catchy anthem used to represent his hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What two colors did Wiz repeatedly mention in the iconic song?
Did those colors just jump into your head like mine? 877-591-9696. What are they?
All right, you're going to get that question and two more. So come play TBT with your friends, Gabe and Nina on B96. All right, Ellen, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi, Ellen.
Good morning.
So glad you're here. All right, you've heard the first question for TBT. Let's see if you can get it right. In 2011, Wiz Khalifa burst on the scene with this super catchy anthem used to represent his hometown, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What two colors did Wiz mention repeatedly in the iconic song?
Sing it, Ellen. What are they?
Black and yellow.
She's so good.
I love it.
She's old school.
All right, Ellen, here's your second question. This one is about a movie. Will Smith and his son have teamed up in a few movies, but this one that came out in 2013 was one of the worst, according to box office numbers. I actually went to go to the theater to see this, and I didn't mind it.
Okay.
It was called After Earth. Anyone?
Nope.
Anyone?
Ellen?
Anyway.
No.
Will has two sons, Ellen, but which one made that movie with him?
Which one was it, Ellen?
Jaden Smith. That's his name.
That's the only one I know. What's his other son's name?
Trey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That was the only son I knew, but I was like, is that the right?
I know, it makes you nervous.
All right, let's see if you can get two out of three, Ellen. In 2016,
okay,
we fell in love all over again with this Puerto Rican icon as she captivated us in the NBC cop show Shades of Blue. What's known for portraying Selena, now she is a household name.
You know this one, Ellen. Who is it?
I don't know the show.
Ellen. I was going to buzz you, or I was going to give you the correct answer. Ellen, let's just go back again, because I really feel like you know this one. What Puerto Rican iconic actress / singer do you know? Oh, Ellen.
Something like a babe. I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez?
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
She's like Jennifer Lopez.
Jenny from the block.
Sorry, Ellen.
It's okay. You got one, though. All right.
I've never been so disappointed in my life.
Well, she's going to feel good, though. She's like, I'm not old school, guys. Sorry.
Ellen, I got to be honest. I'm not sure how I feel right
now. So, I mean,
it's always harder when you're live.
But Jennifer Lopez, though.
Well, she knows it now.
Ellen.
Yeah, no, I'm so embarrassed that I didn't get that. But
no, it's okay. Ellen, where are you headed to right now?
I'm going to work, actually.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Ellen. I'm done with you.
Aw, Ellen. Have a wonderful day.
Ellen, have a great day. Nino, be the nice one
today. Tell everybody you're not old school. She's like, oh, my
Tell
gosh.
Tell everyone you don't know who Jennifer Lopez
she
is.
She knows.
B96.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Nick from the North Side to the show, or back to the show, I should say. Good morning, Nick.
King Nick.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So if you're just joining us, Nick actually won Wake Up Wars yesterday, and it was incredible. Corey from the Gold Coast had won two in a row. She needed one more to give breakfast, and Nick came up and said, uh-uh.
With a tie.
Now, not with Gabe and Nina's wallet.
I'm going to block it at the tie.
All right, so Nick, if you win two more times, you get that breakfast, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, hang on 1 second for me, guys. You know what's going on. You know what's up for grabs here. Let's knock Nick out. Well, not yet.
No, well, let's see. Maybe you will. Maybe you'll knock Nick out, and you'll just take it right into the weekend.
I got to be honest. Let's just knock Nick out.
Just because it goes together. Knock Nick out. Got it.
We're going to knock a Nick out.
Nick's sitting there on hold like, what do you mean, Gabe?
Nick, my bad. You
Nick,
there
you
still?
Heard that. What
Nick,
are you going
to
say?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. He's in for getting that. All right, cool.
Right, he's ready to fight.
All right, listen. If you want to play Wake Up Wars against Nick, now's the time to call in. All right, the lines are open. The phone number is 877-591-9696. If you never heard it before, you're going to get three questions. A male question, a female question, and then a Chicagoland question. That happens next, so call right now to play. And then at 7:05, we got the baby daddy check-in.
This is my baby daddy.
Happy Thursday, Chicago. It's Gabe and Nina. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update. This one is from Alex. He's 9 years old.
Oh, good. Okay.
He said he loves my dad jokes, and he had one for me.
Okay.
And he said, out of all the inventions in the last 100 years, the dry erase board is probably the most remarkable. Remarkable.
I get it. Alex, that's a good one, Alex.
All right, shout out to my 9-year-old buddy, Alex. I appreciate you, man. That was great.
Aw, I love it.
All right, so the baby daddy check-in is something that you've heard your whole entire life, and it's something that I've heard my whole entire life, but I haven't seen it play out in real life.
Okay.
And it's when your mom or someone says, don't forget to wash behind your ears. And you say to yourself, yeah, what the hell? I take a shower. I wash my whole body. This is stupid. Because you process it as an adult or like as a teenager or something like that.
Right.
Well, that is until you have a baby.
Okay.
And then you see your baby and you're like checking your baby's head just because that's what you do when you have a new baby. And then you see behind their ears and you go, babe, we need to wash behind the baby's ears next time we take her a bath. So there was like, I mean, because you should wash behind your ears. She had like little stuff behind, little things.
Oh, that's so funny. It makes me like, I'm reaching behind my ear right now. I'm like, what?
Nina, let me tell you, immediately after I did that, I started feeling the back of my ear.
Did you go wash
it? You're probably feeling it in your car right now.
I know, like weird.
I didn't wash my ear. I washed her ears.
So that's why your mom always says that? Or our parents always say that?
Because they know what it was like to have you as a baby.
So
and you had stuff behind your ears because you couldn't clean them on your own or whatever.
Man, the things that, like, when you have those aha moments as an adult, connecting to your mom right now, Gabe.
Trust me, I literally was, I saw the back of her ears and I was like, baby, you got to clean the back of your ears. And then I was like, wait, I sound like my mom.
This is the beginning.
So anyway, needless to say, wash behind your ears, extra hard, scrubbed over there.
Wow.
Second dad joke, Nina.
Okay.
Why can't skeletons play church music?
Why?
Because they have no organs.
Okay, that's good. Spooky season.
Spooky season jokes. All right. Anyway. Next up, Nick from the North Side is ready to play Wake Up Wars. He won yesterday. Mm. He took down our Queen Casey, who was sitting atop the Wake Up World. And now we have another Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Casey from Oak Forest that's going to try to knock him out. Will it happen? Who knows?
We're about to find out. It's getting real intense around here. Playing for breakfast. Don't go anywhere. Gabe and Nina with Wake Up Wars next on B96.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
Back to represent and to tell you people he is the king of the Wake Up World. We got Nick on the North Side. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nick, did you tell all your friends to listen to you today?
Yeah.
Well, not all my friends, but
okay.
Yeah, a couple guys.
All six of them, Nick.
They're here. But Adrian.
Gotta send a group text next time.
Yeah. Casey's got all her friends ready to listen out there in Oak Forest. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, Nick, you won yesterday, so you get to decide who goes first today.
Ladies always go first.
Heard. Nick, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Casey, you're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and that Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today will win, and maybe you will take over the throne.
All right, let's do it.
I like this. Your first female-centered question. When it comes to wine, you can break it up into three color categories. There's red, white, and rosé. What wine color category does Pinot Grigio fall under?
White.
Next question. Nintendo changed the gaming world when it released this motion-controlled video game system back in 2006. We bowled, we played tennis, we even drove race cars. What is the name of the game system we would always play?
Wii.
She's like, I got mine still. Okay, and your Chicagoland question. This southwest Chicago suburb is often mistaken for one of the boroughs of New York City, but it's actually only 50 miles southwest of Chicago. What is the name of the burb that shares a name with the famous New York City borough?
Manhattan.
Okay,
nicely
Casey.
Done.
When I said save my wallet, I really meant for you to call in. I appreciate this.
She's here.
All right, Casey, hang on 1 second for me. Nick on the north side, it's like, you know, once you get on top of the throne, it's like the small little communities around you, they want to tackle you and take you down. And this first one is pretty strong. Casey got three questions correct today.
Damn, again?
I know. That's what I said.
I got to stop letting him go first.
I got faith. You got to stop letting him go first, yeah. All right, here's your first female-centered question. Rona. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's on the phone.
All right. When it comes to wine, you can break it up into three color categories, red, white, and rosé. What wine color category does a Pinot Grigio fall under?
White.
Question number two. Nintendo changed the gaming world when it released this motion-controlled video game system back in 2006. We bowled, we played tennis, we even drove race cars. What is the name of the game system we would always play?
Just gave me the answer, the Wii.
Sometimes you got to make them real easy for people, Nick.
Yeah.
Question number three, your Chicagoland question for the tie. This southwest Chicago suburb is often mistaken for one of the boroughs of New York City, but it's actually only 50 miles southwest of Chicago. What is the name of the burb that shares a name with the famous New York City borough?
Holy cow. Manhattan.
Ooh, we're at that tie again,
Nikki.
Nick.
Hang on 1 second.
Casey, Nick also got three questions correct, which means we've made it to the tiebreaker tune. I'm going to tell you the name of a song. You just have to tell us how long it is, okay?
Okay.
The song is Bruno Mars' Grenade. How long is that song? Why are you laughing?
Nina got a rotation of like,
did I do this one too?
Yes.
No way. Well, whatever. Then I'm helping you out. How long is that song?
3:48.
Okay. Jot that down. Nick, on the north side, you already know how the tiebreaker tune works. Your song is by Bruno Mars, and it is called Grenade. I'll catch a grenade for ya. How long is that song, Nick?
What did I say yesterday? 3:45.
Ooh. Okay. Casey said 3:48. The song is 3:42.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
By three.
Nick, again, Nick, by the hair on his chinny chin chin.
Congratulations.
And I only got a couple of them, too.
I know.
Oh,
good
my
job.
God.
Well, listen, Casey might throw a grenade in front of your car if you keep winning.
Casey can go to breakfast with me.
Oh, look at that, Casey. You can go to breakfast with them. All right, here are the answers to the question, guys. Number one.
You both got, everybody got correct, is white. It's a white wine.
You know, Grigio is a white wine. Question number two. The Nintendo Wii is what we played tennis and bowling with.
And Manhattan is the suburb that shares the same name as a New York City borough.
Hey, Casey, we appreciate you being a wonderful challenger today. And you know what? We actually have something for you.
Yeah, Casey, you're not walking away empty-handed. You just won a fast play pack courtesy of the Illinois Lottery, which includes 6 instant tickets and a fast play brochure. Fast play is the newest and fastest way to play the lottery in stores now. To learn more, visit illinoislottery.com/fastplay. Be smart, play smart. You must be 18 or older to play.
See, Casey? Still a winner in our book.
Yeah, Casey.
Thank you.
All right, Casey, hang on a second. We're going to grab your information so we can give you that prize. Nick, dude, we'll see you tomorrow.
Great job, Nick. Tell all your friends. Yep.
No problem. And then if you want to take down Nick, make sure you do just that. And don't forget, today's Wake Up Wars is brought to you by Culver's. Cooked to order just for you. Welcome to Delicious. And we want to welcome you to the show tomorrow to beat Nick, because if he wins, then we got to pay for his breakfast and ain't nobody got time for that.
He thinks that sounds delicious.
It's like that meme. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right. Again, guys, come play Wake Up Wars. We get our contestants right around 6:55. Here's Jason Derulo, Josh 685 with Savage Love. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are the morning hosts, Gabe and Nina. If you've never heard of us before, I'm a Puerto Rican male, born and raised right here in Chicago.
I'm a Persian, German, Irish transplant from all over the place. So, yay, welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Exactly. This is the place where everyone's welcome. Everyone is welcome, even if we don't agree on certain things.
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, we want you guys to all be here. So, we have a question that we're asking you, and it's kind of like a tricky subject, Nina. So, 79, let's just round up. 80 million people have been tested for COVID around the United States of America.
Mm.
80 million tests have been made. Not people, 80 million tests.
It's a lot.
And I bring this up because, you know, we're talking about, in our family, we're trying to decide what we're going to do for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And the suggestion that I made was, I said, we'll keep it small. And why don't the 6-7 of us in our little small family, why don't we all get tested on Monday, self-quarantine until that Thursday, and then hopefully when the results come back in 48 hours, we could all be negative, and we could all just hang out in the house and not really worry about it.
Yeah.
So then, you know, my brother was like, oh, I've gotten tested so many times already. And then I was like, how many times you got tested? And then I was looking on Twitter, and then Chance the Rapper tweeted out yesterday that he's been tested 8 times for COVID.
Oh my gosh. I guess that makes sense if you travel.
Yes.
Like, you need to.
And then one of my good friends, Beto, I was talking to him. He ran into somebody who said they had some symptoms. He's like, I got to go get tested. He's like, I'm going to go get tested today and then again on Monday. And I was like, damn, that's a lot of tests. Now, out of the 80 million, Nina, only 6.8 have come back positive. So a 9% positive test rate. So the thing is, it's like more than likely you don't, based off statistics, have it, right? But the question that I have for you is, how many times have you been tested for COVID? And why have you been tested more than once? 877-591-9696. Chance the Rapper said he did it 8 times. Nina, how many times have you been tested?
4.
You've been tested 4
times? I've been tested 4 times. So that's because I went to go see my family, then I came back, and then we had situation, and then I had another situation. So there was 4.
Telephone tell, how many times you've been, you get to put up a hand? 4 times as well.
How many times have you been tested?
Damn. I'm trying to think. I've been tested twice.
Okay. That's twice. Probably about right. Most people probably, if you've been tested, it's like twice.
It's just so crazy to think that, you know, we've all been tested multiple times trying to see, like, you know, and there's reasons why you do it, right? But again, the phone lines are open. 877-591-9696. How many times have you been tested for COVID? Is it like Chance the Rapper status? 8 times? Why? Yeah. Why in the world have you been tested 8 times for COVID? Why are you not just staying at home at this point?
I know, but I feel like a lot of people, their jobs maybe, right?
That could be family, one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Why have you been tested more than once? I think that's a really good question.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. I know my buddy, Pito, that I told you got tested the other day and wants to get tested Monday. He has a daughter.
Okay.
So he can't see his daughter, you know, on the weekend unless
he gets
a test. So, I mean, I understand that, but I'm just so curious. All these tests, 80 million tests in the United States of America.
He does it every time before his daughter comes?
No, just whenever he's in, like, one of those situations.
Got it.
Stephanie and Flossmore, how many times have you been tested?
I actually work in healthcare, so it's been about 6 times.
Okay. So how often do you, like, when do you know it's time to take another test? Like,
Great question,
what's your
Nina.
Cue?
So that's the thing. Because we go through so many precautions to not get, like, kind of exposed, there's been multiple times where you should be with other people. So it's kind of, our job doesn't necessarily require it unless you would, like, direct contact with them.
Yeah. Got it.
Isn't that funny, Nina? Stephanie in Flossmoor works in the healthcare industry. She's only been tested 6 times.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper, been tested 8 times. You 4 times. You're almost caught up with her.
I know.
You only work at B96.
I know.
All right. 877-591-9696. I'm curious. Why have you been tested more than once? And how many times have you been tested for COVID? All right. 877-591-9696. We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina. Andy on the South Side. All right. So how many times have you been tested for COVID?
3 times.
3 times. All right. What was the first time for?
The first time was for my job, just to make sure that everything was okay. The other 2 times were because DCFS has a thing going on right now for parents who visit with their kids. So every time a kid has the sniffles, you have to get tested.
Oh, I guess, I mean, it's better safe than sorry at that point. That makes sense to me. I would want to do that.
Thanks for the call, Annie. I mean, listen, and this is what I really wanted to know. Obviously, there's 80 million tests that have been administered in the United States of America. Only less than 7 million have been positive and 9%. So, like, people are taking these tests out of precautionary reasons. Like, what are those precautionary reasons? Cindy and Elgin, how many tests have you taken?
I have to be tested weekly since COVID started.
So what do you do, Cindy? How come?
I am at an office. My doctors, they're rehab doctors, so they go to nursing homes and see residents there.
Cindy, let me ask you this. So you get tested every week. How soon do you get the results?
Within 24 to 72 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Cindy, take a guess how many you've taken.
Probably around 15 to 20.
Wow, Cindy. What kind are you getting? Are you getting the nose ones, the swabs, or what?
Yes, the nasal one. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could smell everything anywhere. Your nasal passage is so clear.
I was so stuffy afterwards.
Cindy, thanks for the call, okay?
Yes. All right, thank you.
Hope on the North Side. Okay, how many COVID tests have you taken?
I work in a treatment center, so I've been tested like 7 times.
See, this is interesting to me. This is what I'm talking about, Nina. Like, she actually works in the thick of it and has been tested 7 times. And then there's people like my friend Pito, who's been tested 7-8 times. Chance the Rapper 7-8 times. But I think it's just out of the same. I think the reason is the same. You just want to be cautious and make sure you don't have it, right?
Well, my work tests us.
Do you hate it then?
Oh, yeah. The test is awful.
Yeah, it's not the most fun, but I think that, I mean, outside of that, your work is making you do it, so everybody around you, like, it's not just for you personally, it's all the people around you. Like, think of Chance the Rapper. It's his family. Pito, it's his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if my parents lived here, guys, I probably would have taken more.
Since you work in healthcare, what do you think about the concept that I came up with for Thanksgiving, having everyone tested on Monday and then self-quarantining until that Thursday?
I mean, I don't know, because if I got tested today and it comes back negative, I could be positive the day I get the result.
It's a tricky thing. Everybody just has to be safe.
True. But I think that's why you got, in my mind, my family is self-quarantining so that they don't expose themselves to other things during that week. I mean, let's be honest. I have a 4-5-month-old baby, and I'm just trying to protect her. But I'm a family-oriented person. I love my family.
Sure.
So I need to come up with a way to see my people. It's where everyone's safe. My mom has a pre-existing kidney condition. So there's like a lot of things going on there. But again, the question that we're asking you guys is, how many times have you been tested for COVID? Chance the Rapper came out, said 8.
Yeah.
Eight times?
That one girl called and said she had like 15 or 17.
Oh my gosh. All right. 877-591-9696. Someone on hold says they've been tested 12 times. I cannot wait to talk to her. That's coming up next on B96. Nina says she's been tested 4 times.
Yep.
I've been tested twice.
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper said 8 times. But we're asking you guys, how many times have you been tested for COVID? Actually, you know what we haven't been asking?
What?
Have any of them came back positive?
How?
Hey, Mary and Creek, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So you've been tested 2 times, but why?
I had a medical procedure at the beginning of June, and then I had major surgery at the end of June. So I had to have it as part of my pre-op testing.
I love that. My mom had to do the same thing, too. She had a small procedure done, and they were like, hey, you better get tested before you come in here.
Of course.
Which makes sense. I mean, my girl got tested before she had the baby. I was going to say before she had the
the thing.
Baby. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Mary. But this is what happens.
Glad you're well, Mary.
I wonder if any... Let me talk to somebody who's had it several times. Courtney in Hammond. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay. So you've been tested how many times?
11.
Okay, so why though? So is this work that's making you do that?
Because it's work, yeah. I work as a corrections officer, so I deal directly with the COVID inmates. So every time we do testing, we have to get tested.
Well, it's good that you guys are being extra careful. So you've been safe all 11 times. No positive tests?
Yeah. No positive test at all.
Thank goodness.
You know you're nervous every single time, though.
Of course. That's why you got to be sitting at home.
And it sucks.
It does suck.
It hurts.
Of course. Well, see, the two tests that I've taken, they've just been like the one where you swab yourself.
Oh, you never got the one in your brain?
No.
I was like, it hurts a little
bit. I called them up ahead of time. I'm like, hey, do you guys do the nasal swabs? Like, oh, yeah, we do that here. Okay. I hang up on them. I'm like, gotta call somebody else. Courtney, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, it's like when you get a physical and you take like an HIV test.
I know. And you have no reason to like
literally
worry whatsoever.
Freaking your whole mind out of your mind.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it happens.
But you have to be safe though. That's the whole point.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to the person that's done it 12 times. Antonia in Villa Park. 12 times? Why?
Yes. So I'm in healthcare. I do home visiting and I've been doing the COVID since it started. I've been working through it. I have to get tested every Friday because I visit patients at home. I go to facilities and we have to get tested every Friday because we have to make sure that we're not spreading it or we're getting, have it ourselves.
Of course. Now let me ask you this. Out of those 12 times, has any one of them came out positive?
None. Thank God. None of them have came back positive.
Let me ask you this, Antonia, because I think this is important. One, you work in a field where you could be infecting other people. Two, you've gotten tested so many times, but they've all been negative. So what do you feel like are the basic things that you're doing that you think are keeping yourself safe during this whole time?
Well, I definitely keep my hands clean. I have to wash them constantly because I'm a freak about that. I have hand sanitizer. I double my mask and I just pretty much just watch everything that I'm doing. And just keep myself clean, my hygiene.
She stays home, Gabe. She stays home. That's what she does, Antonia.
I heard if you double up, it might break. The mask.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Antonia. All right. Well, listen, we know you guys are out there getting tested.
Good.
And you know what? That actually makes me feel good because it lets me know you guys care.
Exactly.
You're not just out here catching it and then, I don't know, showing back up to work. I don't know, acting like it's no big deal after you catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't do those things.
No, please
Message.
Don't.
Message.
But good to know now, right?
Read between the lines. Yeah. And everybody that's out there that hasn't got it, way to stay safe. And I'm glad Antonia said that best. Washing your hands, things that we already know, but she's a person that's gotten tested.
Still have to say it.
Exactly. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Wash your hands. 20 seconds, people. Happy Thursday. This is B96 that you're listening to. We are Gabe and Nina. Oh, okay, flashing lights.
Good morning.
It is going to be in the 60s today.
It's been a great week. I'm feeling this weather right now. I had grilled chicken last night.
Oh, I thought you grilled.
Well, I mean, I did because then it made grilled chicken. Didn't come out right.
Like on a grill? Like on a gas grill?
Yeah, no, like on a grill on the roof of my building.
Okay. Your building's grills.
Yeah, I don't have a grill.
I thought on your patio of your little balcony.
Sorry, I'm not that dope. It's on the roof.
So it is going to be 60-something degrees today, guys. Enjoy the sun while you can.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be nice. Why are you shaking your head over there, Telephone Tone?
He's wearing a hoodie.
Weather? Whatever, bro. Enjoy while you can. It's going to be cold, and then you're going to be complaining.
It's Miss Steal Your Hoodie season. Get it?
I came across this interesting little factoid. Did you want to say something?
No, I was just laughing still. I'm recovering. What was the factoid?
That... Nina, and I feel like this might have to do with you. 13% of women have cried when trying on clothes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, first off, let me open up the lines because I think this is hilarious. 877-591-9696. Ladies, or men.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever cried in a dressing room? Because for me, when I saw this statistic, I thought to myself, who the hell is crying in a dressing room?
It's okay if you have. Like, really, please do call. What were you trying on? Because for me, I cry a lot when I'm trying on jeans.
Okay.
And especially when they're not the right size. And you know, if you've been trying on or wearing the same brand of jeans for a long time, you know what your size is.
But where do the tears come from?
If they don't fit, then I would get disappointed in myself. Then there was another time.
Well, why did you grab a pair of jeans that were that small to begin with?
Because I was supposed to graduate. because I'd been working to graduate to the smaller pair. And so then when they don't fit, then I was a little bit distraught. Then there was another time I cried in a dressing room.
Oh, there's multiple times.
Yeah. Well, because I was so frustrated. I'd been trying on dresses all day long, and I was trying to find the perfect dress for this event that I was going to, and I needed it to look good. And I had tried on so many, and none of them were, like, fitting my image of, like, what I needed to happen. And so by the end of the day, I tried on another dress that still didn't fit. I was so tired.
That you cried.
I took that dress off. I sat in the dressing room in my underwear and cried while my friend was like, what are you doing waiting for me outside? Because I was so upset.
This is crazy.
I was so upset. I remember I'm having flashbacks to this day. I won an award and I wanted the perfect dress and I couldn't.
Poor Nina.
Oh, man, that upset me too.
Is it poor you? Have you been in the dressing room crying? I literally cannot wait to hear these stories. Oh, 877-591-9696. I guess I'm just trying to picture myself at Macy's trying on, I guess whenever I put on clothes, I just get really disappointed, but I never cry. Like I'll put on a shirt and if my belly's poking out, I'll just be like, damn it.
But like,
and then I'll just go walk out and grab a different one.
But isn't there a part of you that does kind of feel a little sad? Like you could cry if you let yourself, but you just don't, you look down on it.
No, I could never see myself being like, oh, I'm a 36 now, no more 34s.
Morgan in Libertyville. Tell me you've done this. You've cried in a dressing room.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so, first of all, I'm very proud of you for calling up right now, Morgan. Now, what was the reason? What were you trying on?
I was trying on wedding dresses.
Oh, my gosh. I could see that. So at what point did you break?
So I told the stylist, like, I had all of these very, like, certain things in my mind. And she just kept bringing me these, like, ugly, like, ruffly dresses. And I'm like, please stop. I'm like, I want plain and I want white. And she's bringing me, like, bejeweled and princess. Right. And I'm like,
you're not listening to me.
Yeah, I feel like you're telling me my future, Morgan. I will do the same thing.
I feel bad. Okay.
Oh, definitely. I'm like just sitting in David's bridal. She's like, are you okay? And I'm just having a mental breakdown.
I feel like that has to happen all the time in those types of stores. Though. Are you okay?
I guess. Right. In my mind, I mean, if you're trying on a wedding dress, then you have to be saying to yourself, I'm going to lose some weight in the near future, right? Morgan?
Oh, my. I had goals and plans, and I'm like, you know, we're going to buy the dress just my size because I'm not going to be that bride who's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose all this weight if my dress not fit on my wedding day.
Literally what I'm thinking right now.
Because I feel like, too, sometimes it has nothing to do with the weight. It has to do with the fact that you just can't find anything that looks good and you're tired.
Morgan, thanks for the call.
Disappointed.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really trying to imagine it.
Oh man, another time I was so upset. I found the perfect pants, but the material was see-through. So when you turn around, you could see like my little dimples on my legs. I was like, oh, not buying these. Rude.
that's what I imagine happening next. All right, 877-591-9696. Ladies, have you ever cried in the dressing room?
No shame.
We'll take your calls next. When you're trying on something, that's what we're talking about. Ellie in Orland Park, why did tears fall from your face while you were in the dressing room?
I always cry when I go to the dress shop.
Oh, Ellie.
I feel like I have this most voluptuous body. I think I look great. But then I go and I put this dress on and my muffin top shows. I don't feel like wearing things because then I feel like so restricted. I can't move. Any gal that tells you that she doesn't cry in the dressing room, she's lying.
Ellie, I got to be honest.
True.
I got to be honest. And this is for all the men out there. We had no idea. And I think initially I brought it up as like tongue in cheek, kind of like, this is crazy. I can't believe people, you know, cry when they're trying on clothes. But now hearing these stories, I mean, geez, it's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress.
But Ellie, I think you'll agree with this.
Too.
You know that there are some dressing rooms, and I don't know why department stores haven't figured out like things like Victoria's Secret, who have the best lighting in the dressing rooms. I look great in those mirrors, but you go to certain department stores, the lighting sucks, and you're seeing things on your body that's not even there. So you do look great, Ellie. It's the lighting, it's the clothes. Blame that.
Absolutely. But it's also the muffin top. And then I feel like, oh, God, I'm 35 years old and I got to wear a girdle. I don't want to wear a girdle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough. It's tough.
Don't kid yourself, guys. We are always out there trying to look good. And we look good for ourselves,
But we want to look good to others.
Ellie, if you were my girl and you had a muffin top, I'd kiss that muffin top every day. Tell you how beautiful you are.
Ellie, voluptuous bodies are where it's at. Go own your curves.
Get you a Latin man.
Hey, hey, let me tell you, I got 5 kids. Believe me, my muffin top is
said kids. It tells a story, Ellie. It carried 5 babies.
Thanks for the call, Ellie. Lily and Hammond, so you actually had a meltdown inside of a mall.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I went into, like, every single store that I could. Being used to being skinny and wearing, you know, a size 7 or 9 or whatever my whole life and short little shorts. And then after having 2 kids and like kind of growing a little bit, I was looking for shorts and everything in my size was like soccer mom knee length shorts. And damn, it was just not cute. And yeah, I totally had like, meltdown.
I'm not sexy anymore.
But it was terrible.
Oh my gosh, I know that feeling so well. But you are, there's still short shorts out there and you could buy those long ones and cut them for yourself.
Yeah, I'm better now. This was a few years ago.
Lily, what you got to do is this. Get the shorts, whatever style they are, and just cut the bottom of the butt cheek out. That makes anything sexy.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thanks for the call, Lily.
You think they're looking at your stomach? Not anymore.
All right, guys, we are on Instagram Live right now. Oh, DJ Flipside said hello. Hey, Flipside, we're live on the radio. And so are you.
Hi.
All right, so if you're joining us now and you're watching our Instagram live, yesterday we talked about this where someone said, we were asking people, what's their makeup routine? Has it changed over the pandemic? Are you wearing more or less? And the majority of women, I'd say probably like 90%, said that they're wearing less makeup, but what they're focusing on now is the eyes.
Yeah.
One specific makeup artist called in and said, you got to do like a neon color so it could really pop. Right. So Nina is trying her neon pink.
I don't think I look good in pink. But also, I really kind of suck at makeup, so be gentle with me. This is kind of fun, though. I don't usually play with colors like this, and it's been a while, but...
I would say that maybe we shouldn't have did pink because pink is like, you know, I mean, you're Irish and German, so you have pink undertones.
Pink looks better on people with blue eyes. I think if you have like lighter eyes, pink looks good. I have very dark brown eyes and I have an olive complexion. So I probably should have gone with the purple, but I don't think it would have popped as much.
I think you need, I wanted to see like a bright orange. I wanted you to look like a pumpkin spice.
What?
Latte.
Oh, okay. See, for him, this is just funny. How crazy can we make Nina look today?
No, I think the whole point is we're trying to listen to our makeup artists that called in and they were the ones that suggested this, not me.
Ow. Sorry, I'm going to
But she
to
said bright orange yesterday.
I have this color. Hold on. I just added it.
Again, we're on Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. So you can see Nina's face. I am zoomed in like all the way.
I have so many palettes.
Somebody said your eyebrows are on fleek.
Hey, thank you. Microblading. It's the key.
Somebody said orange. No, Gabe. No, I didn't suggest it. This is what happened with the woman that called in yesterday. She
I don't know, guys. My eyes are pretty bright now. I have to walk around like this too. So.
Well, this is the whole point. You know, we're realizing that women aren't wearing as much makeup. And then you wear the eye so that it looks like you're popping.
Do I look like I'm popping?
I gotta be honest. It just looks like you look like a baby.
What?
You just got pink. I don't know. I just think like pink little. Somebody said, what palette do you have, Nina?
This one's a Kylie Diary palette, and this one's a Morphe Babe Ice Fantasy palette.
Okay. Look into the camera with your eyes. Smize. Oh, wow. Right on time with the music.
I know you guys that are listening on the radio are like, what are you doing? If you want to see it, I'm going to post a picture at B96 Chicago. You can follow us there. And then you can also see this lovely Instagram live. I'm just afraid.
Bianca Marie says it looks awesome. I'll zoom out.
Okay.
We gotta be on social media.
I'm into it.
I know. I think you look fantastic. I think your eyes look awesome. I think, you know, when you're looking for a strong, independent, powerful female that is willing to take risks and chances with her makeup, you gotta look at Nina.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Guys, I
finally say something nice to you and then you poo-poo on it.
I don't know. I have a hard time accepting compliments. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's tough working with Nina, guys. I gotta be honest. You say your opinion and then she gets defensive and then you try to be on the good side of things and then she can't take it. So it's like, my daily struggle. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
If you guys want to see her face, that's she's going to post it up at B96 Chicago. And if you want to check out this Instagram Live that DJ Flipside is on, somebody's trying to join our Instagram Live, Nina.
Okay, well, we can talk to them too.
Redesign to shine.
But I don't know if you want to because I'm crazy, so.
She said it, not me.
Mm-mm.
You got nothing for me?
No, it's
See,
not.
It's hard. It's hard. Am I making a joke? Am I not?
Fine.
B96 Chicago. Check it out now. Yes, Nina and I are encouraging you to send nudes.
This is my favorite thing to text people.
You know what? Maybe it was the lighting, because now that I'm not looking at you through the Instagram Live.
Now you can see how bright it
more,
is.
More. Yeah, you can see it more. It's when you look down.
Oh, yeah. I'm posting it right now.
You should take, when you take, I was going to say take another picture where you're looking down.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
At B96 Chicago, follow us. Now, Nina's going to send you pictures of her eyes, but we want you to send nudes.
It's not as creepy as it sounds. Or is it?
I don't know. I just like saying it over and over
again. No, I seriously do too.
Okay. So Kraft Macaroni and Cheese actually is the one that's telling you to send it.
In these strange times, people are in need of extra comfort. That's why it's always a nice gesture to send nudes. So they know you're thinking of them. I'm talking about nudes, not nudes. I want there to be no confusion. Do not send nudes. Definitely send nudes.
N-O-O-D-S.
Noodles, guys.
Nudes.
They want you to send Kraft macaroni and cheese to people. Noodles.
I thought this was so funny. I was having ramen one day and I took a picture of my bowl and I was like, can I get some more nudes? My dude did not think it was as funny as I did.
Nina literally thought it was a knee slapper.
It was. Oh, man. It's funny.
Well, all I gotta say is this, ladies. I know men are out here thirsty as hell, and they're asking you for nudes all the time. And next time they ask you for nudes, just do like Nina. Take a picture of your mac and cheese.
Take a picture of that, your ramen, whatever.
Gosh.
Text them first. Let's hit them with that. You want a nude? There's that piping hot bowl.
Slapping Nina.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, guys.
Just the little things, man.
You can't have more fun than you're having right now. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you. We're Chicago's new hit music, and we are Gabe and Nina, and this is B96.
It's Nina at 9:30 on B96. Weekdays at 9:30, giving you a little gem for the journey. And I'm telling you, today's is going to take so much weight off of your shoulders, especially if you're the type of person that lives in your head. I read this, and I felt so, I don't know, like relieved. This is a key. Okay. You think a lot. You get stuck up there a lot. The one way to get yourself out of your head when you don't know what else to do is to enlighten your other senses. Do you ever think about it like that?
So, what do you mean?
Like, that means like with smell and taste and looking at something beautiful. If you're stuck in your head, you're not thinking about anything else. But if you shake it up a little bit, you go and smell something, light a candle, like taste something, eat, whatever it is, get your other senses engaged. And you'll release yourself from your brain. Uh-huh. Gosh, sometimes you just got to get out of there. And I was really excited about this. So I'm going to start trying. I hope you do too. Because if you can't get out of there, all the little voices just keep screaming at you.
So I should just go grab a slice of watermelon and inhale?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm trying to give people an example of like what that looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat something delicious. Look at something beautiful. Like smell anything. It'll shake you up.
Except for your ex-boyfriend's cologne. That might trigger you.
Oh, man, then you talk about getting stuck up there again. Anyways, Nina 930 with Gabe and Nina, B96. You know what goes really great with that podcast? A steak.
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Always wine.
Always steak and wine.
Unless you're a vegan, then you can have a Beyond Burger.
Wait, from Sarpino's. No,
oh, wow, look at that.
My commercials don't play in the podcast.
We
either
appreciate
way,
you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast. Keep listening, guys.
We'll meet you live weekday mornings on B96.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.